Gamers, please don't go. Please don't leave us. We'll give you 50% off if you stay. Yeah, so a lot of people are rage quitting Sony, the rage quitting PlayStation, and now apparently there's a discount, an extra 50% off discount off of PlayStation Plus if you decide to quit. And this is pretty rare. They don't usually give this out. Now, it is a pretty common tactic in sales if somebody's going to leave that you offer them a discount to incentivize them to stay, but 50% off is pretty steep, right? So they must be pretty desperate. I have to wonder behind the scenes how many people are quitting PlayStation Plus. How many people are noping out? We have a lot of people in our comments. I mean, granted, it's just our comment section on videos critical of Sony's decision to end discs in 2028. But in those videos, a lot of people are like, yeah, PS5 is the last Sony console I'm ever buying. That's it. I'm done. I'm not doing this. So I'm going back to retro gaming. I'm going to dig the PS2 out of the closet. Maybe the PS3 wasn't as bad as I thought it was. So let's talk about this. Before we get into it any further, please subscribe for more pop culture, news, views, and rants. Guys, if you'd like more Clownfish TV, go out to more, more.clownfishtv.com for more episodes and podcasts you will not find anywhere else. And also, you can listen to all of our podcasts, the audio versions on that site as well. And if you'd like to listen elsewhere, you can do that on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, wherever you listen to podcasts. Just look for Clownfish TV Podcasts. And this way you will not miss an episode, because I know YouTube is very bad about telling people telling people when we have new episodes. What is the point of subscribing? Really? Maybe we should give a 50% off coupon. You know, please, YouTube, don't unsubscribe our subscribers without our consent. I don't know. Anyway, what's 50% of nothing? I think Sony's going to find out here pretty soon. I think their gaming division is going to go, what's the colloquialism, tits up? Is that what it is? They might go tits up here pretty soon. Fans canceling PS Plus to boycott Sony, killing discs. Discover you can actually save money by threatening to quit. Kotaku, of all places. PlayStation announced it would be ending physical video game disc production for new games in 2028. And this angered a lot of people, not just collectors and superfans. Actually angered some of their business partners. We talked about that earlier today. Now players trying to cancel their PlayStation Plus accounts in protest are being offered discounts to stay, discovering how desperate Sony and other companies are to keep people hooked on subscriptions. That's what this is all about. All of it. All of it. Taking away physical media is about maximizing profit for the company, because they don't have to produce, they don't have to physically produce and ship and share any of that revenue. It's just printing money at that point. And also they want to keep you hooked on subscriptions. They want you to pay. This is the future that Sony and Ubisoft and probably Microsoft, they're playing it kind of coy right now because they've got a whole lot of other issues going on. But this is the future that they want. This is big gaming. We have big pharma. We have big tobacco. This is big gaming. This is what they want. On July 1st, Sony announced that starting in January of 2028, it would no longer manufacture physical discs for new video games. In the days that followed, people across the internet yelled at PlayStation and Sony across every part of the web. Yes. Even people like Trevor Noah and brands like KFC and Domino's Pizza shouted them down. In protest to Sony going all digital, I tried to cancel my subscription, posted one PlayStation user on Reddit on Monday, but they hit me with a 50% off deal if I resubscribe. They shared a screenshot of the PlayStation app with an offer from Sony for 3 months of PS Plus at half price. Others claim to have received similar offers while trying to quit and boycott Sony. One user was offered 25% off a 12-month PS Plus subscription despite accepting an offer earlier in the year to extend their plan at a discounted rate. This works for internet. This works for a lot of, like, every time we threaten to cancel DirecTV, we got, before we cut the cord, and now we pay more through subscriptions anyway, so haha on us, I guess. But before we cut the cord, every time we had threatened to cancel DirecTV or we had threatened to cancel Comcast, any of these services, they'll hit you up with a discount. Oh, we'll lock you in for another 2 years and we'll give you like 25% off or something. And then it always somehow with all the fees stacked on top of it, it always winds up being a whole hell of a lot more than what they told you on the phone. But I digress. Others claim the same scenario happened to them too. People said this is rare. They said, I didn't take the bait, not supporting Sony with a single dime until they reverse this fiasco. I don't think they're going to. And I think eventually, within the next couple of years, they're winding this down. I think they're going to wind down the production of Blu-ray completely. That's just a hunch on my part. I think it's, yeah, they're going to close it down because they want you buying digital. I said, to be clear, it's extremely unlikely that Sony has flipped some switch on the back end to try to keep people subscribed to PS Plus following its poorly received announcement of the death of physical discs. Instead, this is how companies that are desperate to keep subscriber numbers up and money flowing tend to react when you try to leave. But this is true. They actually do have, and it's come from Mark, marketing guy, they actually do have on the back end, a lot of times you can be like, okay, if this person subscribed for this long and they leave, hit them up with an offer to come back and resubscribe, because you're trying to keep the churn in check, right? You're always going to have churn, but you're always going to try to keep that in check. In this case, though, I think there might have actually been a panic button. I think they might have, you know, hit the panic button and they're like, oh my God, that's way too many people. Or maybe it hits a threshold. Like if our numbers dip below X amount, then send out the email blasts. And that might be what's going on too. Because you got to keep the revenue at a certain level. So you got to be like, okay, we're making this much a month or whatever. And then you got to keep the subscriber numbers at a certain level. And if it dips, they're, yeah. So I think in a roundabout way, it probably is because of the mass cancellations. So yeah, Kotaku said, or the writer said, I've actually taken advantage of the don't cancel discount before with my PlayStation Plus account. Sony isn't alone trying to keep people on the hook. I've had numerous apps and services offer me great deals right before I'm about to quit if I sign up for a few more months. That is true, but people said it's actually rare. This is coming from PlayStation Lifestyle. They said that they don't really give this discount out that often that they've seen, not in the numbers, but I think it's because we have a lot more people canceling at once and talking about it. Most people just quietly cancel. They don't rage quit and then announce on social media as to why they're doing it. But there are 33% discounts, 25% discounts. This person says, yeah, we doubt the 50% offer has anything to do with Sony trying to keep players happy, but the timing is curious. Following the announcement that the company was ending PS5 disc production, players have been encouraging one another to cancel their subscriptions. Yeah, I think this is the alarm bell going off. Right. So I saw us first on X, Pirate Nation post it. Let's see what the comments are like. Hold, don't give in. Remember what they took from you. This person says, does Sony genuinely think that they exist in some bubble from the rest of the world? Now they've just created a situation where every savvy PlayStation owner will try canceling their subscription to get this discount, thereby reducing their revenue even further. Do not back down. It's afraid. What a joke discount for what? When the discs are gone, they'll likely raise PlayStation Plus and game prices. That is actually true. It seems the reason the game cost is so high is because of incompetence. Otherwise, Bungie would have made what their fans wanted. Instead, Car Collection, High Guard, Concord, whatever else. Did Bungie make Concord? I don't think they did, but who knows. Sony begging their players not to abandon their obviously sinking ship. And we've got the Oliver Twist gif here. So now they are discriminating who gets the offer. It probably depends on how long you've been subscribed and what your tier is and what kind of value they think they're going to get out of you. That would be my guess. Ralph Jackson says, we're taking everything you ever loved about us, but hey, here's half off for 3 months of our horrible Plus service. Fuck out of here with that shit. Buy a PC and be happy with life. Well, now they're dropping the other shoe because the PCs are so damn expensive because of the RAM crisis. The RAM crisis! I don't know. It feels like we're definitely seeing the end of an era in gaming. I think console gaming is, I think current generation consoles are like going to be the last like quote unquote generation of consoles. I think it's going to be scattershot from here on out. I don't think we're going to have three or four companies releasing consoles at the same time every 5 to 6 years. I guess it's like 7 years now, because what is the point? Seriously, what is the point? And then this bullshit. Yeah, so I'm waiting for PlayStation just to be a brand. It's like Sony's game division that makes games for PC. or something. You know, if this goes really, really bad for them, I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to wrap it up, guys. There's an update. Please subscribe. We'll talk later.